Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you're joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. This time, Pastor Brockemeyer leads our fun annual newlywed game. Take a listen.
Thank you, Kathy. Andrew, can I get you to help me with something real quick? Andrew's going to post up right here by the door. He's going to be the doorman. And we need a few couples to come up here and join me. We're going to play a fun game this morning. Being that it's Valentine's Day, we're going to play the newlywed game. And so, I'll let you know who our participants are. Can I have a drum roll, please? First couple, come and join me. Dennis and Pam Caudell, come on down. Second couple, keep that drum roll going. John and Kathy Bear, come on down. And for our young couple, Brett and Ashley Carey, come on down. Men, we're going to have you go with Andrew here in this back room. Men, there we go. All right. Women, you're going to come up on the stage with me. Come on up here. And here's how this works. The women are going to be asked three questions, maybe four if we move through these quickly. I'm going to hand a mic over. Nobody wants the mic. Here, how about if I hold this mic?
You take this
one. Okay. All right. Am I live here? Are we good here? All right. And you guys can pass that mic back and forth. And so here's what we're going to do. The guys can't hear the answers that the women are going to give. But we're all in on it, right? We can hear it. And so they're going to be coming out, and we're going to ask the exact same questions to the guys, and usually they don't have a clue, right? And so we all get to laugh and kind of play into it and just have a really good time with it. So are you ready? The more fun and out there you can be, the more we just enjoy your marriage, okay? All right. So here we go. We're going to jump right into it, kind of a personal one. Who, out of you and your spouse, who has the most exes?
Probably me.
Probably you. And we mean exes as far as you had boyfriends, right?
Yeah.
Not asking how many marriages you had. How many guys did you date along the way before you found the knight in shining armor? You're saying you.
I'd say it
you
was
all
me.
Right, Ashley is a serial dater. All right.
Definitely John.
Definitely John.
It would be me.
And it would be Pam. All right, so let's all remember those answers right there. Okay, now here's the next one. One word that you would describe your first kiss and one word you think he will use to describe your first kiss. So you might say terrible, and he thinks it was magical. You never know. Right? And so one word, Pam, your very first kiss.
It was resounding.
Whoa! Holy cats!
We were at...
Aaron, is that awkward or what, man? Yeah. Yeah. Bristol's in the house, right?
Bristol's in the house. We had our first kiss, we were at the Salamone Reservoir. Mm-hmm. And just as he was kissing me, 50 kids come running down the hill screaming.
You guys had a fan club, man. That was awesome. All right, Kathy, one word. I'm sorry, Pam. And one word that he would use.
Oh, he would use. I don't know. Nice. I hope it's nice.
Okay, we got resounding and nice. All right, let's remember that. All right, Kathy.
Mine would probably be wow.
Mm.
And knowing him, he'll probably just say ooh la la.
Nice and ooh la la. Okay, Ashley.
I'll say romantic.
Nice.
And knowing Brett, he'll say juicy or something.
Juicy. Romantic and juicy. Okay. Now here we go. What is one thing that he has that you want to throw away? He wears that same shirt, or he's got that one thing that he always goes to.
Maybe his vests, because he wears vests all the time.
Okay. We want to get rid of all of Brett's vests. Okay.
His 5,000 farming hats that we have in totes.
Okay. Farming hats. I like it.
I can't think of anything that I want to throw away of his. I wish he would put away his shoes.
Yeah. She said he didn't want to throw it away. He just wants him to put away his
shoes.
Okay. Yeah, all of his shoes. Okay. What is his weirdest quirk? He's got a little something that's just weird. What is it?
He always has to blow his nose when he eats.
That's just weird. That is a weird thing. Yeah. Takes a bite and blows his nose. That is an interesting how you digest food there. All right, Kathy.
Whenever he is concentrating, he has his tongue out.
Sticks his tongue out to concentrate. All right.
He's going to be mad at me, but he likes to share his bowel movement stories with his friends.
Wait, what was the end of it?
With his friends.
With his friends. Okay, so Brett likes to share his bowel movement story. So there's a story with it, how he had that bowel movement, and then he wants to tell all of his friends. Yeah. That's a weird.
Super weird.
That's weird, man. That's weird. We don't do that stuff. All right, last one. What celebrity couple are you most like? Who would be the celebrity couple? Says that's us right there.
I mean, I know who I'd like us
all
to
right,
be
like. Who would
like.
You like it to be?
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, there it is. Nice. Okay.
I can't even think of any. I have no idea. You go.
Dennis and Pam, I'm thinking like Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, yeah. All right, we'll scratch that one. Let's go with this one. How did he propose?
Skipped work. I was working third shift. I was in bed asleep at my mom and dad's. He woke me up. He couldn't wait. He got the ring and he couldn't wait, so he came and proposed to me in my nightgown.
In your nightgown while you're in bed asleep.
Well, I got up and answered the door.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Did he get on one knee?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But he did ask my mom, my dad.
Oh, nicely
he did
done.
Ask my dad.
Okay. In the nightgown.
Well, my dad and mom were home. So.
This is getting weirder all the time. All right. Let's move on to Kathy. How did he propose?
He proposed after my college graduation in Fort Wayne in the middle of Cheddar's restaurant in Fort Wayne.
Okay.
With my family all present.
Nice. Were you in your bathrobe?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Ashley.
He made me dinner and put on the song Marry Me by Train and came out and got down on one knee and proposed.
Okay. We got some romantics. Andrew, if you could grab our men. Now, let's remember these answers here. Ashley, I'm going to have you and Brett maybe jump on this side. Kathy, you and John can jump on this side, too. And Pam, you're going to grab this mic. Men, stand beside your spouses.
Here, I can move that chair out of here.
No, that's okay. Stand within arm's distance.
Yes, and within smacking distance.
We didn't practice any of
okay.
these.
All right, so here we go. Everybody remember our questions. First question is, Pam, or we're going to start here with you, Dennis.
Oh boy.
The question is, between you and your spouse, who has the most exes, girlfriends? Not marriages, just girlfriends.
I know, I love that too.
Did she boyfriends. Have an ex-girlfriend?
She did not have any girlfriends,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Who had the most exes dating?
She did.
Yes, that's right. Serial dater, that's right. John, we can pass the mic over. John, who had the most exes in dating?
I did.
Yeah, that's what she said, exactly. All right, Boomer.
I'm going to say Ashley did.
Do we have this mic right here?
I'm going to say Ashley did.
Okay. Ashley did. I think that's West. I think that's West. Okay. All right. Ashley did have the most. Okay. Here we go. One word that you would use. We'll start here again. No, where are we at? Who's got the mic? We'll start here with Brett again. One word that you would use to describe your first kiss, and one word that she would use to describe your first kiss. Yeah.
All right. Let's put that mic down.
All right.
One word I would use would be touchy, because she couldn't seem to keep her hands off.
Holy cats! Nice. Your parents are not here, so you can say, you know, damn.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right. So a touching, kissing thing was going on. All right. And what did Ashley say about it?
Juicy.
Oh! Yes! That was awesome! Oh, my word. That was good right there. All right. John. How would you describe your kiss? How would Kathy describe that kiss?
I would probably describe it, ooh la la.
Amazing. They practiced this, I'm sure. All right, how would Kathy describe it?
Probably back off.
What word did you use?
Wow.
She said wow.
Okay, well.
And maybe it was wow, back it off. Maybe that was it. Okay. Pam and Dennis. Dennis, how would you describe it? How would Pam describe it?
Well, I remember the first kiss, and I would describe it as interrupted.
Yeah, that's good.
Because just as we went to Salamone or Massanoa Reservoir, and we're laying on the side of the dam, and just about
sitting.
To
t-
what?
We were
sitting.
Sitting, not laying.
Yeah, you're not lying.
Not laying.
And about the time I got ready to kiss her, about 50 kids came over top of the bank and came down the side of the hill.
Yeah.
And so that kind of took the mood off a little bit.
Yeah. Dennis, you got to remember, we're Quakers. We sit when we kiss. We do not
yeah,
lay down
right.
and kiss.
And how she would describe it, I guess I would say maybe the same, but I think we probably got back to it later on. I would like to think she thought it was enjoyable.
Yeah, that's pretty close. That one works. That's a point there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll stay right here. What is one thing, men, what's one thing that you have that she wants to throw away?
Oh, my. Got a lot of stuff she'd like to get rid of. Pardon me?
I couldn't think of anything.
Oh.
Pam, you're not supposed to tell him your answer. He's got to come up with an answer.
She'll say probably car magazines.
Yeah. She says she doesn't want to throw away anything. She just wants you to put away all of your shoes.
Well, see, that's the shoes. That's a different question altogether.
It is, yeah. All right. Let's give the mic to John. John, what do you have that she wants to throw it away?
It would be pretty tough to throw away, but probably my pulling truck.
Pulling truck. Kathy, what was your answer?
Your 5,000 farming hats.
Oh, your farming hats. Okay. Boomer, something that you have she wants to get rid of.
I would say my phone.
Ooh, that's probably for all women, yeah.
I said your vests.
I love that he's rocking.
Not happening.
And that's not happening. Okay, what would she say is your weirdest quirk? Brett, feel free to just share.
You embarrass me.
I would say, I guess, how often I go over to the pig barn.
Okay, I would like for Ashley to describe what she answered.
How you have to share your bowel movement stories with your friends.
Wow. Man, okay. Brett, we need to do some counseling after this. Work through that. All right, John, what is your weirdest quirk that you have?
I guess I probably would have to demonstrate what I think.
Okay.
I Let's sometimes can stage, get excited. Man. And I will do... just kind of randomly.
You just get fired up, huh?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Right on.
What he goes through the house a lot. Let's go!
Let's go! Let's get fired up! What was it that you...
I said sticking your tongue out when you concentrate.
Yeah.
That helps you focus.
That's a bear thing, though, so that's not weird.
Okay, that's not weird. It's in your genes, man. All right. Dennis, what's your weird quirk?
Oh, I don't know if it's a quirk. It's a physical defect. It's when we go out to eat, my nose has a tendency to run.
Yes! That's it!
She has said that if that was our first date, it would be our last.
Yeah. It's kind of gross, man. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So last one. Here we go. We're gonna wrap it with this. How did you propose?
I think I took a day off work or went in late that morning and went to Spencer Avenue and beat on the door, and she was still in bed, and I made her get out of bed, and I think that was in, wasn't it? I think that was it.
Do you remember what she was wearing?
Well, she just got out of bed.
Yeah. Were you all sitting or laying when you asked her?
I think we were standing up.
Okay, good. All right, very
this
good.
This is Quaker Church.
Yeah, this is Quaker Church. That's right. Yeah, they nailed it. That's a point there. All right, John. How did you propose?
She had just graduated from college, and we were at Fort Wayne at the Cheddar's Restaurant.
Yes,
with
nice.
Her whole family.
I like it.
I cooked dinner for Ashley and put on Marry Me by Train in our kitchen and proposed right there.
Come on, they all got it. Love it.
She probably said that was the first and last romantic thing I did.
Yeah, that's right. All right, hey, let's give them a round of applause. Thank you, guys. Oh, yeah. Oh, we need to say who won. We need to vote. Okay, so who was our most, let's just go by fun couple, okay? So by round of applause, first one, Dennis and Pam Caudell. How did they do? All right. How many of y'all thought John and Kathy Bear? Okay. How many for Brett and Ashley Carey? Okay. Anytime you can have a bowel movement story, you're probably going to win.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.